the body of the anointed one.
I am the body of the anointed one.
And Satan has no power over me.
For I overcome evil with good.
I am of God.
And have overcome Satan.
For greater is he
that is in
me
than he
that is in the world.
I will fear no evil.
For thou art with me, Lord.
No fear here.
Your word
and your spirit,
they comfort me.
I am far from oppression.
And fear does not come nigh me.
No weapon formed against me
shall prosper.
For my righteousness
is of the Lord.
But whatsoever I do
does prosper.
I am like a tree
planted by the rivers of water.
I am delivered
from the evils
of this present world.
For it is
the will of God
concerning me.
No evil shall befall me.
Neither shall any plague
come nigh my dwelling.
For the Lord has given his angels
charge over me.
And they keep me
in all my ways.
In my pathway
is life,
and there is no death.
I am a doer
of the word of God,
and I am blessed
in my deeds.
I am happy
in the things
which I do,
because I'm a doer
of the word of God.
I take the shield of faith
and quench every fiery dart
that the wicked one
brings against me.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease germ
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every tissue,
every organ
in my body
functions
to the perfection
to which God
has created it to function.
And I forbid
with my words
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
I am an overcomer,
and I have overcome
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the word of my testimony,
I am submitted unto God,
and the devil flees from me
because I resist him
in the name of Jesus.
The word of God is forever settled in heaven.
Therefore, I establish
his word
upon this earth.
Great is the peace of my children,
for they are taught of the Lord.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Christ has redeemed me
from poverty.
Christ has redeemed me
from sickness.
And Christ has redeemed me
from spiritual death.
For poverty,
he has given me wealth.
For sickness,
he has given me health.
And for death,
he has given me eternal life.
It is true unto me,
according to the word of God.
I delight myself in the Lord.
And he gives me
the desires
of my heart.
I have given,
and it is
given unto me.
Good measure,
pressed down,
shaken together,
and running over.
Do men
give
unto my bosom
with the same measure
that I meet.
It is measured unto me
again.
I sow bountifully.
Therefore, I declare
that I reap bountifully.
I give cheerfully.
And my God has made all grace abound toward me, that I, having all sufficiency for all things, do abound and am able to give to every good work. There is no lack in me, for my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by the anointed Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. I cannot want. Because Jesus was made poor. That I, through his poverty, might be made rich. Might have an abundance. For he came that I might have life. And that I have it in abundance. To the full. Till it overflows. And I, having received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, to reign as a king in life by Jesus, the anointed one, and his anointing. The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Therefore, I declare that Abraham's blessings are mine. The blessings of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Jesus are mine in Jesus' name. The Spirit of truth abideth in me, and he teaches me all things. He guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess that I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against. For I have the wisdom of God. I trust in the Lord with all my heart. And I lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge him. And he does direct my path. The Lord does perfect that which concerneth me. I permit the word of God of the anointed one to dwell in me richly in all wisdom. I do follow the good shepherd. I know his voice. And I declare by faith that the voice of a stranger I do not follow. Jesus has made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Therefore, I confess that I have the wisdom of God. God made Jesus to be sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God. In him, I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ, and I am his workmanship, created in the anointed Jesus for good works. Therefore, I have the mind of the anointed one and his anointing, and the wisdom of God is formed within me. I have put off the old man. I have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of the one that has created me. I have received in the name of Jesus the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, being flooded with light, that I be not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. My mind is renewed by the word of God. I am strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. I am delivered from the power of darkness. I have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. I am born of God, and I have world overcoming faith residing on the inside of me. For great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I will do, I can do all things through Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing that dwelleth in me, that strengthens me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. I have no need to be afraid. In Jesus' name, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, does keep my heart and my mind through the anointed Jesus. All things which are good, which are pure and perfect and lovely and of good report, I think on these things. I allow, I permit, I let no corrupt communication to proceed from out of my mouth, but only that which is good to the use of edifying. And I declare that it ministers grace unto the hearers. I grieve not the Holy Spirit of God in love. And I grow up into the Lord Jesus Christ in all things. No man shall take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, and I refuse in Jesus' name to worry about anything. I will not let the word of God depart from before my eyes, for it is life unto me. I have found it, and it is health and healing to all my flesh. God is on my side. God is in me now. Who can be against me? He has given unto me all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Therefore, I declare that I am a partaker of his divine nature. I am a believer, and these signs do follow me. In the name of Jesus, I cast out devils. I speak with new tongues. I lay hands on the sick, and they do recover. Jesus has given me the authority, the right to use his name. And that which I bind on earth is bound in heaven. And that which I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I bind principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world over my family, over my finances, over my career, over my body, over my children, over my children's children. I bind and cast down spiritual wickedness in high places, and I render them, I declare them, I pronounce them harmless and ineffective against me. In the name of Jesus, who is the head of all principality and power. For I am his workmanship, created in the anointed Jesus unto good works, which Christ has before ordained that I should walk therein. As it has pleased God, he has connected me, he has placed me at my local church. And I declare that I support my local vision. I lift it up. And no devil, no demon, no demonic influence can rise up against the vision that God has established. I support the vision. And it does come to pass. I know and I love those that labor among me. I am fitly joined together. I'm knitted together with my ministry. And I support the vision and the Great Commission and the purpose of God till the Lord can come and say unto me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well done. Lord, be it unto me according to thy word and my declaration of faith. 2006. I will experience the best year in life and in ministry. It's mine. I believe it. I receive it. Amen. It is so. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. It's mine. My God, I receive it. I allow my words to frame my world. I have what I say I can have in Jesus' name. Let's give God some praise one last time. Amen. My God, there's been such an anointing. And God has ministered so mightily. Listen, there's been too much word for you to get it all in one setting. Get the CDs. Get the tapes. Play it over and over and over again.